Harald Hardrada sailed southwest from Norway on August the 12th. En route to England, he stopped here in the Viking Earldom of the Orkneys to pick up yet more men and yet more ships to add to his already formidable fleet. Expectations must have been high. The Norsemen could almost smell triumph in the summer winds. There would have been feasting and singing and the reading of poems, some of them doubtless written by Hardrada himself. And it may be here that Tostig joined the Viking fleet. If he did, and if he looked out at the water and saw the 300 ships, his little heart must have skipped a beat to think of the catastrophe awaiting his brother. Together, Tostig and Hardrada would be unstoppable, invincible, or would they? Having landed on the Northumbrian coast, the Viking army headed for York, where it fought off the Northern Earls to take control of the city. Complacent with victory, Hardrada and Tostig travelled with just one third of their army, 8 miles east of York to Stamford Bridge, where they'd arranged to collect 500 hostages. But what they saw on the banks of the River Derwent was not a forlorn group of hostages, but a massive army, their weapons glittering like sheets of ice, as the Viking bard put it. Tostig knew it meant trouble. It was his big brother.